Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Yeah, it's cut down day. Well, I mean, it's not nice for the players, but get a little extra, Jason Wilde, because there might be a million things to talk about, and every Packer fan on the planet Earth, on the moon, on Mars, needs Packer information from Jason Wilde every day of the year. We do our part, 94.5 ESPN. Good afternoon, Jason.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Jason.
Tony still gets the first question. Good.
Now we want to know about the cutdowns. What's going on so far? Talk to us.
Yeah, what's at the top of the list?
Any shockers? Any surprises? Either way, got cut or got kept?
I have not been shocked by anything that has been reported thus far. First of all, credit where due. Bill Huber from Sports Illustrated works his tail off on getting these agents to fill him in as soon as their clients are released. So he deserves the lion's share of the credit for the reporting on this because he's doing all the legwork. So I want to make sure that people visit si.com/NFL/Packers to find out more of his reporting. But yeah, look, I don't think there's anybody that has either made it so far that we know of, like Brenton Cox, the outside linebacker from Florida, who was kicked out of Georgia's program and then kicked out of Florida's program, or Malik Heath, who got a DUI and was in a separate car accident and kicked the guy from an opponent and then ran away during a brawl. Like, those two guys would have been drafted had they not been total knuckleheads when they were in college. And so I don't think either one of them making the team based on what we saw from them in camp and based on the talent we know that they have. I mean, Brenton Cox was a 5-star recruit. And then he obviously, I don't want to disparage the SEC, but I feel like it takes a hell of a lot to get kicked out of an SEC school, much less two of them, if you're a good football player. So I'm not surprised that he made it. I'm not surprised that Malik Heath made it. I'm not surprised that Lou Nichols, who is a running back that they drafted in the 7th round, isn't going to make it. They're going to put him on injured reserve, according to Bill, and then release him with an injury settlement. I guess I'm a little surprised, mildly, that at least as of right now, it looks like Jonathan Owens is going to make the roster and Tavarius Moore is not at safety because, you know, I thought Rudy Ford earned that other job.
He's married to Simone Biles.
Yes. So Jonathan Owens married to Simone Biles. That doesn't seem like a good reason to keep someone.
That's true.
And I would certainly hope that that's not the case. But that's how people know him. That's for sure. So I look at the rundown of the moves that have been confirmed before. It looks like they're going to go, you know, in their defensive backfield with only four corners on the 53-man roster initially. And we know that they really like their two starters, Jair Alexander and Rasul Douglas. I think it's pretty clear that Eric Stokes, their 2021 first-round pick, is not going to be cleared. He's going to start the season on PUP. So then the only other two corners that are going to make this team coming out of camp are Keyshawn Nixon, the all-pro kickoff return guy, and their nickel defender, and Carrington Valentine, the 7th-round pick, who was one of the most impressive guys during camp. So they're cutting Shamar John-Charles. They're cutting Corey Valentine. They're cutting Innis Gaines. They've also cut Keandre Thomas. So they're ready to go with just those four for now. And then, you know, bring back one or two on the practice squad. So, you know, I don't – again, so far – nothing has happened that you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they did it. Frankly, yesterday, them cutting Pat O'Connell didn't necessarily surprise me either.
Well, you said it was possible from how long ago? A month ago.
Yeah. I felt bad about, you know, He knew that I wasn't personally trying to get rid of him, but I did, you know, I said, I'm glad to see you're still here. He said, what, are you trying to get rid of me? I said, no, but you're one of four guys that have had their 30th birthday. It's clear to me Goody doesn't want people that are 30 and over. So I'm glad you're here. And lo and behold, a month later, Pat is gone, released a day early. So, look, this is what they're wanting to do. I think there's a lot of Packers fans who think it's a great idea. I think there's a lot of optimism. I feel like when you go this young at this many places, and I'm not just talking punter slash holder and kicker, but everywhere else. I mean, right now, you know, they cut Austin Allen. Right now they have two tight ends on their roster. Tucker Kraft.
They're picking somebody up for Luke sure. Musgrave. Probably somebody from Denver. That's my prediction.
Well, my point is simply that if you get to the end of training camp,
mm-hmm.
at the tight end position and your best third option, and look, they, you know, I know people made fun of me for talking about how big of a loss Tyler Davis was, but when the special teams coordinator says it's like losing our right hand, I think you have to defer to the special teams coordinator and say, okay, this guy must be good and this guy must be valuable and this must be a loss for them. And his role on offense was expanding. He caught a touchdown before he got hurt in Cincinnati. But if you end up getting to the end of camp and your tight end depth chart is two rookie draft picks and a guy that you've moved to fullback in Josiah DeGuara, and the next tight end is someone you're going to pick up off the scrap heap from some mm-hmm. other team,
yeah.
I would say that you probably aren't deep enough at tight end if that's your game plan. And so that's kind of where they stand at that position. You know, I think it's
pretty
clear.
But then they'll add someone else, right? I mean, whoever you're talking about is number four.
So now do you add someone else if there's nobody that's any better than Austin Allen was? Because you bring back Austin Allen on practice squad and then maybe promote him for a game or
two. Yeah, I like that. I can see someone being on practice squad. And then if one of the three get hurt, then you move them up.
My point is just that if this is their approach, and this obviously is,
yeah.
But if this is their mentality, I think fans at least have to be ready for the possibility that it's going to be a struggle, a lot of times this season.
Well, now, Jason, then we get to the rule on this show.
They're not ready for that.
No,
he's still got the same thing.
The number of wins. Does this take you from 6 to 5 wins?
No. Okay. I'm sticking right. on 6.
Then it's not a deal, but it's not that big a deal. A big deal would be if you said I'm down to 5. I'm still at 7.
Well, no, I'm not going to assess anything on big deal, little deal, or no deal, because for me, this everything they've done is consistent mm-hmm. with what they're doing. I'm just saying that by basically swearing off, this is the Lenten season for the Green Bay Packers and Brian Gutekunst. You know how you give something up?
Nicely done, yeah.
He has given up veteran players who have had their 30th birthday. That's what he's given up for Lent. And he's going to make it through all 40 days, 40 nights of the 17-game NFL season. And then next year, he's going to feel a lot better because all these guys, yeah, hey, we only went 6-11, but, man, did these guys get valuable experience. Or, hey, we went 8-9, and we had a chance to make the playoffs the last week of the season, which, you know, I don't think many people expected from us. Or, hey, we snuck in as the 7th seed in the NFC, and while we got blown out by, you know, the number 2 seed, whoever that ends up being this year, but, hey, these guys got valuable experience to play in a playoff game in a year that we knew we were going to have a tough time winning some games.
Rebuilding?
We're not here just to win some games. We don't use that word around here, no. Steve.
Retooling,
you know,
sir.
Yeah.
So my point is that, you know, so whether they win 6 games or 9 games, either way, they're doing everything that they have basically said they're going to do. I mean, that, you know, we can joke around about how you guys said that, or Homer, you said that Sean Clifford was going to be the worst backup in the league.
Right.
And we can be teased and excited by what he did. In the preseason,
no.
But the fact of the matter is, it ain't going to be the same as it was in preseason. I don't care how much he looks like Favre and how he you know, gets a completion. And
yeah,
a triple
the problem at Penn State was he was really good at times, but really bad. So,
so to be fair, you can tell you the same thing about Jordan Love.
Correct.
Not going to be the same.
Correct. Yeah.
So again,
but if they win nine games, this is incredibly positive for the future because of all the things you've mentioned, and it would speak to the quality of the players that they have, and or whatever the reasons would be.
Goody would have every right to take a victory lap even if they only won nine games.
I'd give him a victory lap if they win eight. You won't?
Yeah, I just, you know, if what he's going to say is that we're about winning championships,
right?
And you got to give young players the opportunity to grow, and that's what they're doing this year. That's all fine and dandy. And you can give them a victory lap if they go 8-9, 9-8, whatever you want to do. But if 3 years from now, because remember, there have been young players that you've been excited about early on, and then they petered out, or they had injury problems or whatever it might be. And you're like, oh, well, that guy never turned out to be the player I thought he was going to be. If they do all this, and then 3 years from now, they're still kind of a middling, just over 500, not really a Super Bowl contender.
They're all getting fired.
And then you can revoke your victory lap for the big 8-9 2023 season that they have.
Yes. But, I mean, I would be surprised if they go 8-9 this year and don't make the playoffs, I want to say next year, in the next 2 years. But
I mean, I think it's a pretty tough sell to do all this. And then, you know, I think people will be fine with them not making the playoffs this year. But I think it's a tough sell if you do all this, you don't make the playoffs this year, and then you don't make them next year. And now you've got three straight years of not making the playoffs.
Yeah, somebody will get fired.
I would say that would be
that's not good.
Yeah, no, I agree with you like that. But
title town.
Yeah, but I mean,
titleless town.
The title town is totally oversold. Title town.
Well, they like to talk about it in those terms. Like they,
fine.
You know, Goody likes to talk about it that way. So if that's the goal, and you're going to lose in the short term so they can grow to become winners and champions in the long term, great. So, and if that happens, then it'll all have been worth it.
Yeah, well, they're due one because it was 96, then 2010, 14 years. Now we're 23, so, sometime in the next. But they don't make They don't make the playoffs this year and next year. Heads will roll. Join that club?
I just don't know whose heads.
Who and how many? There's more than one. Are they going to blame it on one person?
Like, I would still, if I'm Matt LaFleur, I'm still nervous that if the general manager does this to the roster, and I'm sure to some extent LaFleur's on board, to what degree, I don't know, but that I would be nervous if I was him, that if this backfires and I'm talking about as Matt LaFleur here, if we miss the playoffs the next 2 years, that I might be the one who's the sacrificial lamb, the scapegoat who gets fired. And also, you know, we've talked so much about the two-year plan with Jordan Love, and what happens if we get to the end of year two and he's not terrible, he's not awesome, he's somewhere in the middle. And how do you keep moving forward with him? How do you view that? Like, these are that's what's so fascinating about the time we find ourselves in on the Green Bay Packers space-time continuum. It's just so hard to really know what lies ahead, because great times could be ahead, right? If Goody nailed these draft picks and Jordan Love ends up being not a Hall of Famer, but, you know, like I've said, a Matt Hasselbeck who goes to three Pro Bowls and is able to get a team to a Super Bowl. If he's that, then, hey, let's party like it's 1999. Like, it's great. If he's not that, and these other draft picks, whether it's because of injuries or they just turn out to be not as good as advertised or not as good as they looked in preseason games. I mean, this could go to hell in a handbasket. So it's a fascinating time, and I'm here for every bit of it. I whatever happens, I'm eager to see what it happens.
There's no way it's going to go to hell in a handbasket. I don't. There's no way. He's too good a GM, and he's too good. No, it'll be just what you say. Right around, well, you made the playoffs or barely made the playoffs or didn't make playoffs. No, hell in a handbasket, it ain't going to happen. They're too good. I'm not saying they're great, but I don't think Goody's a horrible GM. I don't think he's a horrible coach, and it would have to apply to one of those for them to be. I mean, hell in a handbasket is what? This year can be anything. It's hell in a handbasket is next year, 2024, 6 wins or less. That's hell in a handbasket. 2024, okay. Six wins.
You
or
don't
less.
Think there's
not a
you
chance?
Think there's no way that happens.
There is no way that happens. Yep.
Yeah, I'm not willing to say there's no way. I think it's unlikely.
Okay.
But I'm not willing to say it's no way.
I mean, 6-11 next year.
You know, Homer likes extremes. Jason.
No, I don't Come like on. Extremes. I don't have to say they're great. You know, I don't think they're ever going to do anything special. They're like get to a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, but that doesn't mean they're bad. There's a lot of difference of not getting to Super Bowl and after this year, the next year having 6 wins or less. That means Goody's predictions of or accounting and the ability of players is wrong or Jordan Love is wrong. 6 wins
okay,
or
well,
less.
How long,
next
how,
one. What?
How long are you willing to wait for them to be in another Super Bowl before you would say that this this experiment failed?
I will defer to you on that. That's the problem. If it's close, if they're close, then they'll stick around longer. So if you don't believe they can get it, then you probably hope they really suck because then you can move on. I think we're going through an era where which we haven't been into, in which the Packers are right there in the middle, and then you have to decide, do we need to make a change because they're okay, average, a little above average, but not good enough by Packer standards. We haven't been there in how long? Ever, right?
Right. Right.
Not since 93.
Hall of Fame quarterback playing, correct. I mean, look, there were times like, we have to remember, there were times during the 93-94 seasons when Favre was the quarterback and there was question, is he really the guy that he ended up turning out to be, right?
Yeah, like, and Wolf went with young players, I think, early on in his time here.
Right, but Holmgren was ready to bench him in favor of Mark Brunell, right?
Which would have been fine because Brunell was so good.
It turned out to be pretty good, no doubt. But my point is that, you know, Jordan Love is going to have, you know, I don't think he's going to be an interception machine like Favre tended to be early in his career. I guess for his entirety of his career, but if you're looking for Jordan Love to be good, which again I would say it's far more likely that Jordan Love will be good, not very good, not great, not Hall of Fame MVP great, but good. I think it's far more likely that he'll be good than he'll be bad.
Right? I'm in that club, Tony. You in that club?
I hate clubs.
Clearly. Hevel, you in that club? It's more likely that Jordan Love will be pretty good rather than pretty bad, right? Isn't that what you just said?
Well, you added the pretties in there. But
no, go ahead. I want to make sure it's said. Hey, say it exactly so, because we'll probably use it as a poll question.
Tony already turned down the club.
No,
but I didn't turn. I just don't like clubs.
Go, give me that, because we're going to use it as a poll question. Jordan Love is.
Today's Discount Liquor Twitter poll question.
Yes.
What is more likely? Jordan Love will be pretty good, or Jordan Love will be pretty bad? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Pretty good's going to win.
You
70%.
Wanted the pretty in there.
Yeah. Well, no, you can. I want it your way, the way you wanted it, so that you can then.
Good or bad?
All right. Well, pretty is
good or bad?
What is more likely?
Good or
Jordan
bad
Love
we'll
is good, or Jordan Love is bad?
We'll make it an equal chance.
I think it's far more likely that he's good than he's bad. I think it might be more likely than either of those that he's just average. And to me,
correct.
That's what leads to years of wandering in the wilderness like they did in the 70s and 80s. And I'm not saying it's going to be as extended as that, right? You're going to get – but look at other teams in the league who don't have Hall of Fame quarterbacking. They all have good players on their team. They all do. Now, some have more than others, but there's teams that, you know, the Vikings, for example, right? Like, look back on the Vikings past, I don't know, what do you want to do, last 15 years? They've had years where they were like a win away from the Super Bowl, right? With the Minneapolis Miracle. There's other seasons where they were sub 500 and they didn't make the playoffs. Then last year they won 11 games that were decided by one score, and they went 13-4, and then they lost in the wild card round at home, if I recall correctly. So, but all right, here you go. So let's, since 2010, okay, which was year two of Favre and was the season the Packers won the Super Bowl, okay? So Favre's first year, they go to the, they lose the NFC Championship game on the cusp of the Super Bowl. 2010, 2011, missed the playoffs. 2012, make the playoffs, lose their first-round playoff game, I believe, to the Packers, if I remember correctly. 2013, missed the playoffs. 2014, missed the playoffs. 2015, go 11-5, lose their first playoff game. 2016, 8-8, missed the playoffs. 2017, I believe that's the year of the Minneapolis Miracle. They reach the conference championship game and lose. What was it, to Philly, maybe? 18, missed the playoffs. 19, 10-6, make the playoffs, lose in the divisional round. 2020, missed the playoffs. 2021, missed the playoffs. Last year, make the playoffs, lose in the first round. Like
as predicted by everyone.
Right, but what I'm saying is that's not, because I don't think the Packers are going to wander in the wilderness like they did in the 70s and 80s, waiting for Moses / Ron Wolf to lead them out of the darkness. But look at the track record since the Packers won their last Super Bowl of their big rival, and there's a couple of years where they were in the conference championship game. Awesome. But there's also 8 years where they didn't even make the playoffs, and only two playoff wins over that span.
And I can see that is what the Packers will be.
Right. Great example. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And how is that? Is that good? Is that bad? Is it, I can live with that as a Packers fan? Like, can the same people that were pissed off from 2010 until 2022 that they didn't win another Super Bowl in that window with Rodgers as the quarterback, right, can they now take all those years? Let's say Jordan Love is the starting quarterback.
No, I'll answer that, Jason. They'll be disappointed. They'll say, if we're going to do that, we might as well suck. And then get a better
really
team,
rebuild.
And then really rebuild, like
instead of faking, like
not Arizona's doing.
There you go.
Yeah, they're giving away all their best.
They're selling their footballs. They're not going to have any helmets. Let's watch them.
So they won't need them with any players.
I know. Go ahead, Jim.
I guess that's just my point. Is that we're on the precipice of this, of the season starting and I have no idea what the future holds. Like when Aaron Rodgers took over, I was more certain that he would be good than I am that Jordan will be good. At the same time, I don't think Jordan's going to suck. But did I think that the Packers were going to win a Super Bowl in Rodgers' third year as the starter? I did not. I didn't. I thought they might win a Super Bowl while he was there, especially as I saw him developed during the 08 and 09 seasons, and then 10, there's a time where he was playing pretty damn good in 10. Then he had the concussion, missed the game, and then I was like, God, these guys might not even make the playoffs. And even though Rodgers played well that year, he still threw more interceptions than we were accustomed to him throwing. And then they caught lightning in a bottle in 10. But you go through 11, 12, 13 with the collarbone, 14, 15, 16, and then 17, he breaks his collarbone again. That 7 year span, even with a general manager whose health was failing and who wasn't replenishing the roster with that much veteran talent and wasn't particularly on top of his game because of his health situation, they still were playing playoff games every year, winning playoff games every year, at least making the divisional round almost every year. To me, that says that, the expectations here with what they've got on this roster, they better be right about all these young guys that they're getting through the growing pains this year on, so you can experience some success, obviously, in the future, which is what the plan is.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, sir.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for the extra time, Jason.
That's exactly what it is. Yes, thanks for the extra time. We went early to Jason. He was ready, and he came through.
I believe he's always ready.
Yes, unless he has something else when he's on assignment. Next.